Peace be with you. Ben told me to say that at the front so that you all say stuff back to me. It's really nice. The world is full of terrible things. In Isaiah, God makes promises, but also acknowledges there will be fire, there will be rivers, there will be waters, there will be suffering. Overwhelming challenges, things beyond our understanding. Our world is full of terrible things. Devastation, loss, pain. And you don't need me to tell you that, but because I'm up here, I will. I have been incredibly lucky in my life, but witnessed a great many things. Sites of great battles, death chambers, classrooms turned into tortured facilities, children dying, the immediate aftermath of shooting, and the long-term PTSD of survival, hate symbols on garages and in meeting places, children cast out by parents, holes in family walls, brothers attacking brothers, the dying and the dead ignored in the street. Each time I see such things, I am reminded I can't fix it. All of these things are beyond me. They're beyond you, and they're beyond us. Now, when I was working on this, I thought long and hard about all the worst things I have experienced and witnessed. You just heard some of them. And I have been incredibly unfortunate that most of them occurred outside of me. But here's the thing. My greatest challenges and dangers exist solely in my head. I have spent countless nights and days with the cruelest voices I can imagine, literally, tearing me down, berating me, and reminding me of my own worthlessness and unworthiness. This happens for days, weeks, months at a time, constantly running commentary in my head as I use every ounce of energy I have to get through my day. In these periods, I find myself completely empty, devoid of all connection or emotion, and certain that my existence is detrimental to the world and those around me. I know with a greater certainty than I have ever experienced that I need to die. I spend night after night trying to find the right way to accomplish this without inconveniencing anybody. I daydream about driving off cliffs or into walls and work through different scenarios in my head all night long, trying to predict who will be inconvenienced by cleaning up after me. When I was 16, the thing that saved my life was I couldn't figure out a way my mom wouldn't have to clean up a mess. Another time, I didn't want friends who joined me on a retreat to have to fill out obnoxious paperwork. And recently, I didn't have anyone to feed my dog if I wasn't found quickly. This is my fire. These are my waters to walk through, and we all have them. Some display them on the outside, some we hide inside. The first time I talked someone out of suicide, I was 10. The most recent was a couple weekends ago. And I do all the things I'm supposed to. I take my medicine, I pay attention to my sleep, I talk to my therapist, I confide in my friends, and I watch for my warning signs. I work hard every day to be the version of myself I feel from hear from my friends. Smiley, happy, active, involved, at my best. But this doesn't solve the problem. None of this does. Without help beyond me, beyond you, and beyond us, how do I have a chance of surviving an overwhelming challenge beyond my understanding? We try to make a difference beyond ourselves all the time. I donate plasma and platelets knowing that I can't cure all disease. I help gather supplies knowing that I can't help house every child on the street. I hand out food knowing I can't eliminate hunger. And I read with kids knowing I can't solve illiteracy. I am not enough. John the Baptist, in our gospel today, is not even enough. He tells us all he can do on his own is not sufficient, that he is not enough. He is an impressive enough human that murmurs of Messiah surround him, but he knows he is just a man, able to baptize in water alone, while Jesus can baptize in fire and the Holy Spirit. He is a great teacher, but he can't conceive of Jesus' lessons. But God works through John. He is called to act. He baptizes anyway. He teaches Anyway, those steps he takes prepare the way for Jesus. When Jesus is baptized, God sends the Holy Spirit, and Jesus sends the Holy Spirit to us. We truly do not walk alone. The Trinity works together to help us on all fronts and affect the world beyond our abilities. The Holy Spirit works through us as we work to do God's will on earth, repairing broken bodies, broken minds, and broken hearts. I have seen and felt the Holy Spirit at work in friends and in strangers. The Holy Spirit stood with me in the rain as I wandered campus between a calculus final and my first funeral for a friend. As I paced in my soccer jersey, the Holy Spirit washed over me and calmed me enough to finish the day and celebrate Kalia, learning even more of the impact she made on each of those who loved her in her short life, and letting the memory of her wild joy running down the field overtake the image of her withered body in a hospital bed, turning a loss beyond all understanding into a template for life. The Holy Spirit worked through my friends Matt and Rebecca, who knew me well enough to know something was off, and knew the limits of humans enough to simply invite me over to watch TV on a day when my only other plans involved death. When I was beyond all understanding, they showed me community and calm. Page 4 has disappeared. I have found it. That was terrifying. The Holy Spirit worked through my friend Whitney, who invited me along on a wild and ill-advised adventure in rural Idaho at a time when I was directionless and unmoored. Whitney is that friend who has known me long enough to communicate in glances, half-formed sentences, and decades-old jokes and references, who is so candidly honest in her own struggles, I can't help but be comforted by our shared pain and joy. Who can and will call me on my nonsense, including my own self-hatred, beyond all understanding, challenging what I call truth. The Holy Spirit worked through our friend Ben, who's not sitting right there, but usually does, who took a phone call as his voice was dying, when it would have been easier and safer to put off a new congregant for another week, but instead helped me find some ways to last a couple days longer, beyond all understanding, helping me to form a new paradigm for my struggle. Now, Ben, Whitney, Matt, and Rebecca, and my fellow friends of Kalia, and the many others I could list today, could not solve my fundamental problem. They walked with me anyway. I am broken, but I'm still here. That is not their work alone, but that is also the work of the Holy Spirit. We talk a lot about God's work, our hands around here. When we plan big things, being conduits of the Holy Spirit is bringing life, new life to a worn down playground, donating coats to unhoused kids, racking up Lenten volunteer hours, and all the other amazing things this congregation does each year. And it's the connections, community, and relationships we build together. We are called to approach each other with a love beyond understanding. Only as conduits of the Holy Spirit can we begin to address the pain, grief, and loss beyond understanding that we all witness and experience. In Isaiah, God promises to be with us in the most trying of times. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. God promises not to take our challenges away. God promises to be with us through our challenges. In Luke, we are called to work beyond ourselves and our capabilities. Through us, God can be present for others. We are called to be God's conduits, walking with one another through challenges. Now, we don't know what our friends and neighbors are dealing with today, what joys and sorrows they have on their hearts, but the Holy Spirit does. When we are open to the machinations of God's boundless love, we are capable of great work beyond all understanding. Amen. Thank you.